Senator Bill Nelson, Democrat of Florida, is on the line with us. Senator Nelson is a member of the Armed Services Committee. Thanks for being with us.
It's a pleasure, Linda.
Senator, the New Yorker report tells us that in Iraq, the Pentagon introduced a specific special access program developed for Afghanistan and other places, a secret operation. It had many names, including Copper Green, but it was designed to get more information from prisoners, including the prisoners at Abu Ghraib. Did you know anything about this?
I did not. And interestingly, when we had Assistant Secretary of Defense Cambone in front of our Armed Services Committee the other day, I asked him, did he have any knowledge up the chain of command of the activities that were going on in this prison? And he said no, he did not. The Cy Hirsch article would suggest that clearly he, being the head of defense intelligence, that he would have known about it as well as the Secretary of Defense. So I'm very interested to find out what the investigation and our further Senate inquiry is going to find out.
In fact, Cy Hirsch suggests that Dr. Cambone was directly responsible for taking these tactics to Abu Ghraib, treating male prisoners roughly, exposing them to sexual humiliation. Would that have been something you'd like to have known about?
It would have been his responsibility to tell us that. They would still have an obligation to be responsible to the appropriate committee in a closed session, and if not to the entire committee, certainly to the leadership of the committee, and yet that, of course, was avoided. So it has been very typical of administration witnesses, particularly from the Department of Defense, that they always try to bob and weave. And one of the reasons that they are having such difficulty now in the United States Senate is that there has been this attitude of, I know it all, and I'm not going to let you in on it. It's going to be interesting where this investigation takes us.
But isn't it also true that there are certain kinds of things that in wartime and in other times, intelligence gathering procedures pretty much do have to be kept secret?
Understandably, particularly when you're dealing with an enemy that is not a representative of a state, as these terrorist groups are. But in a normal military prison, the difference is that the United States knows better, and it has its certain standards of conduct. And sexual humiliation is not one of those accepted standards of conduct.
What do you think has to be done? Does the administration have to let Secretary Rumsfeld go? Can they afford to keep him, even if he isn't directly implicated?
Linda, I don't know the answer to that because I don't know the extent to which he would be involved. If he is shown to have had any knowledge of this, then I think he's a goner. I don't think that the Bush administration could withstand the hits that it would take not getting rid of him. But if he did not have any knowledge of this, then I think it's a different matter. So I've just got to wait until we see what are the facts.
Do you think that the Congress has tended to kind of give the president what he wanted in the wake of 9/11, a sort of blank check? Have you been too trusting, perhaps?
I think members of the Congress have, yes. But I don't think folks like Joe Biden and myself and others on the Foreign Relations and Armed Services Committee, certainly not Senator Levin, we always try to ask the hard questions. And, you know, the system itself is set up that it's very difficult when the chairman of the committee gives you 5 or 6 minutes to ask your questions. And, of course, the witnesses drag out the answers, palavering around, often going off the subject. You're trying to be polite, but you try to interrupt and bring them back. That's just what we need to do is change some of the procedures where the proper oversight can be given.
Senator Bill Nelson is a member of the Senate Armed Services Committee, as well as a Democratic senator from Florida. He joined us on the line from Orlando. Senator, thanks.
Thank you.